Well, I've been suffering from chronic fatigue syndrome for about 3 years now. And, spending a lot of your time in bed can get a little bit depressing. And I just felt like I was losing my happy. So I wanted to find it again. And kindness came about because I've seen the Random Acts of Kindness movement going on and wanted to be part of it. I just thought it was such a beautiful thing to do.
So what kind of things does it involve? What have you done?
It's really simple things that everyone can do, even, when I've got limited budget and energy like myself. So I've got some kindness cards that I've had printed, and I write a little message on the back. So things like "You are amazing," or "You've got a beautiful smile," or all sorts of things. And I've been hiding them around Nottingham City Centre.
Really?
So I've been putting them inside library books. I've even attached them to chocolate bars and left them in random places. Leave them on the bus, put them on mirrors in the bathroom. So go into cafes and put, "You've got a beautiful smile." And so they're the more anonymous ones. I've also bought coffee for people anonymously in the queue behind me and handed a card to the cafe worker.
You don't get the thank yous though of doing it like that. You don't get to see the reaction.
I know, but it's not really about that for me. I mean, of course, I want to make people smile and that's why I'm doing it. But yeah, there's something quite fun about doing it anonymously as well. But when I have had thank yous and when I have actually done a kindness act face to face, the response is really heartwarming and it makes me feel good. I think there's definitely some truth in the giver benefits as much as the receiver.
So what have you done that's face to face?
I gave someone a bunch of flowers, which was really quite terrifying because
well, they might think that you're a bit odd,
yeah,
or that you're in love
exactly.
with them.
Yeah, exactly. So I had to wander around the city square for a while, kind of, stalking people and seeing who I thought would probably accept it gracefully. And so a lady looked up and smiled at me and caught my eye, and I thought, okay, she can be the one. So I took over the bunch of flowers and handed them to her, explained that I was doing kindness acts, and she accepted them really gracefully
What did
and
she
was really
say?
delighted. She was really delighted. She was actually visiting Nottingham at the time and said she was staying with her sister-in-law, so she'd pass them on. So that was really nice. And well, even when I paid for the coffee, to get the response from the person who I asked to help me out was really quite overwhelming as well. I kind of struggled a little bit because the person was so touched and she was almost in tears
Was she?
of the gesture that I kind of felt really a little bit embarrassed myself because I just wanted to give,
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's easier for us to give than it is to
I
receive.
think so, maybe,
Yeah, so it's taught me a lesson really, and I think the more I do, the easier it becomes really.
Your mum's here. Christine, hello.
Hello.
What's it like to see your daughter doing this?
I'm actually very proud of her, especially since she's got very limited energy levels, and actually to try and turn that into some really positive for somebody else is really touching. It's really lovely to see it.
Because she has been quite unwell, and then
Definitely. I mean, yes, there are days when she cannot get out of bed. She's so wiped out. So yes, it's lovely to see her doing those things.
You ever worried that people might well, it might backfire. People might think that it's odd or strange or just not want to know.
I haven't really thought that, really. I just think it's so nice that she's doing it, and hopefully people take it with the grace and kindness that she's, doing it.
Has it ever backfired?
No, it hasn't. So I'm really, yeah, I've, like I said, when I was, especially when I was handing the flowers over, I was a little bit worried that someone would be suspicious. But no, I haven't. And I think if it comes from a place of being genuine and your intention is genuine, I hope that that comes across when I'm doing the act.
So, shall we go out and actually have a go at doing this
Oh
then?
yeah, absolutely. That'd be really good fun.
What will it be like?
It'll be a little bit scary at first. It really is out of your comfort zone, but I promise you, Sarah, with the response that you'll get, I think it'll be worth it.
Even in the rain?
Absolutely. Well, even more so in the rain. People need more kindness in the rain.